An internet group which calls itself Anonymous is planning a worldwide protest against the Church of Scientology this weekend. It's accusing the organization of trying to limit free speech. NPR's Kim Masters has more.
The fight began a few weeks ago after someone posted a video of celebrity Scientologist Tom Cruise on the internet.
Being a Scientologist, when you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help.
The Church of Scientology said the interview was taped for its members and was copyrighted. It asked YouTube and other websites to take it down. Members of Anonymous saw that as an attack on freedom of speech and responded with this video posted on January 28th.
We are at war with the Church of Scientology. Our sole target is the Church as a corporate entity. We've had to avoid any collateral damage to any member.
Anonymous is a shadowy group whose members seem to see themselves either as internet pranksters or as masked avengers. They kicked off the fight with cyber attacks that swamped some Scientology websites. Their next move will be lobbying for the revocation of Scientology's tax-exempt status. Sean Cook is a member of Anonymous and regional organizer for Southern California.
This is something new to Anonymous. This is like hardcore political activists.
Last week, a suspicious white powder was mailed to more than a dozen church locations, leading to evacuations and a police investigation. The powder turned out to be harmless. Cook says Anonymous didn't do it.
We have a campaign. I mean, it doesn't include this kind of tactic. I mean, some freelancer might have done it.
Mark Bunker is an outspoken critic of Scientology who has, unwittingly, become a revered voice to many members of Anonymous. They call him Wise Beard Man. In a YouTube video, Bunker warned Anonymous members to avoid destructive tactics.
These are just wrong. They're morally and legally, and it's going to tar the entire group of you if you push for these type of things.
Tori Christman was a Scientologist from 1969 until 2000. When she left the church, she became a critic. And while she, too, disapproves of illegal tactics, she says the support of a computer-savvy group like Anonymous is heartening to those who have left Scientology.
It feels like we've been out in this desert fighting this group one-on-one by ourselves. And all of a sudden, this huge army came up with not only tons of people, thousands of people, but better tools, right? And we didn't even ask them.
Several members of Anonymous say they had no previous connection to Scientology, but thanks to the skirmish over the Cruise video, they have studied up on the group. They object to other church positions, such as requiring members to drop contact with anyone, including family members, who the church regards as hostile. And they point out that Scientology has long been accused of playing hardball with its adversaries. Bob Adams, vice president of the church, says Anonymous is a group of cyber criminals.
It's very reminiscent of days gone by and current days with the KKK, wearing masks, hiding, having secret meetings on the internet.
But members of Anonymous say this feels like a turning point. One says he never expected the group to focus this seriously on any issue. Now he believes the group is on the side of the angels. Kim Masters, NPR News.